You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me, we have Bridget, Chris, and Max, all to talk about the exchange program that is a part of the Rotary Youth Exchange. So part of the Rotary Youth Clubs here in Juno. Chris Letterman, let's start with you. You're a Rotarian.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your role in the Rotary Youth Exchange, and what is it? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly, yeah. Rotary Youth Exchange is a program that is part of Rotary International, and its main purpose is to promote world peace and understanding, and it does that through about 9,000 students that we send out each year, and they travel all over the world. And the program lasts an academic year, so about 10 to 11 months in general. And we're here because we want to talk about recruiting the next batch of outbound exchange students.
Oh, that's terrific. 9,000 students, is that nationwide?
That's nationwide going out, yeah.
Okay. So we have Bridget here who describes herself as a rebound. You live here in Juneau, but you recently returned from abroad. Tell me a little bit about where you were, how long you were there.
Okay, so I went on exchange to Cholet, France, and I was there for 10 months and acted like an ambassador for Rotary, went to school every day, lived with three different host families while I was there.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. And did you speak French when you left?
I did. I spoke French throughout the whole year, and I try to speak French a little bit now as well.
That's great. How was your French when you arrived in France?
It was not great. I understood a few words, and I could try to get my point across and maybe order some food, but that's about it.
Food's important. Tell me a little bit about what it was like living in France. Was it very different from here? What were some of the main things that you had to get used to?
Some of the main things to get used to were the meal times. I think we spent a lot of time around a table there in family, and that was pretty cool. I really like that aspect of it. And also the bread. Everywhere you look in France, there's a boulangerie, and you just walk, and there's baguettes wherever you look. And in Juneau, it's not exactly like that.
No.
And also, I guess, the public transportation. In France, that's a big thing, and we take the bus everywhere. And I know in Juneau, I drive a car everywhere.
What about personal interactions? Do the French have different personalities than us? Cultural differences?
Yes. So I think when you are starting to get to know a French person, it's a little bit harder to like start talking to them. But then once you get to know them, they're some of the best people you'll ever meet. but they're generally not as outgoing as Americans.
A little more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And did you make a lot of friends in your school?
I did, yeah. My class was 32 kids, and I keep in touch with all of them. They're some of my best friends from exchange.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Well, it sounds like you had a pretty positive experience, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Very positive.
Did you have any low moments while you were there?
A little bit of homesickness initially in the first couple months, but after that, you just get really into the experience, and it goes away.
And, thank you for that.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to you. I want to hear a little bit more about how you found out about the program and got enrolled. But I also want to turn to our other guest who we haven't heard from yet. This is Max, and you represent the other side of the exchange program. You are here from Poland. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's hear a little bit about yourself. How long have you been here in Juneau, Alaska?
So in Juneau, I'm a month, but in Alaska, it's my second month in Alaska.
Okay.
Because when I arrived here, I was 3 days in Anchorage, then a month of orientation camp, a week, and now I'm here.
That's great. And you're living with a host family here in Juneau?
Yes, I'm living with my host family. And as well as Bridget, I will change my host families.
So everybody gets a turn. And you're enrolled in high school?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Tandem Mountain.
Great. Well, I know you haven't been here in Alaska for very long, but is this your first visit to the United States?
It's my second visit. I've been in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
Juneau's quite different. What do you think so far, and what are some of the differences that you've noticed?
So the biggest difference is in people. I think people here are more open, more friendly, I can say. You talk more to each other. We didn't do it as much as you in Europe. I mean, even in grocery stores, when you stay in line, someone just can talk to you, start talking to you. We didn't do it in Europe. We didn't do it in
Keep
Poland.
To yourselves, huh? I guess we do that, yeah. That sounds about right. How about things like daily schedules, transportation, food, snacks, meals? How are you adjusting to all of that?
So transportation, in Poland I use public transport everywhere. I can move really everywhere, to other cities, to in my city, and to, yeah, everywhere. And meals, we spend more time on meals. We eat longer than you, and we don't eat so much fast foods. Yeah, and lunches in school are quite different.
Oh,
you
really?
Have hamburgers in school. We didn't have it. We have like just normal meal.
Normal meal, yeah.
For Poland.
Normal for Poland. So are you enjoying yourself so far? Do you miss home?
I don't miss home. I enjoy myself, really. I'm very happy here.
That's great. I'm very happy to hear that you both had such positive experiences. Chris, is that why you brought these two? Because they're such good spokespeople for the
Absolutely.
Program.
Yeah.
Do they represent the majority of the students who participate?
Absolutely, yeah.
A yep. good positive thing.
Yep.
All right. Well, Bridget, back to you. Tell me how you found out about this program and how you decided you wanted to do it.
So I found out about the program from a presentation that the former exchange students had done at Juno Douglas High School.
Oh,
and
great.
So that's what really sparked my interest into doing the program. And then after I contacted the Rotary Club in downtown Juno and just started the application process because I knew it was something that I really wanted to do. But
that's great. And then likewise, Max, how did you get involved with this?
So my parents are Rotarian, and my brothers went on an exchange many, many years ago. So even before I was born, they knew that they'll send me on an exchange.
That's so cool. That's really interesting.
That's good. I mean, I wanted to go here to be a part of something bigger.
All right. Well, we are very glad you're here. Welcome to Juno. I hope that your school year goes very well.
Thank you.
Well, all three of you were here today to share your experiences, and you also want to recruit. So we have, there's opportunities for families to host students, and there's opportunities mm-hmm. for students to go abroad. So, Chris, can you tell us a little bit more about, like, how is the program structured?
Yeah. So the Rotary program is structured just a little bit differently from, say, like one of the other exchange programs here in Juneau is AFS. And probably the main difference is in a Rotary Youth Exchange, you don't get to pick the country that you go to. And, you know, we have a saying in the Rotary world that it really doesn't matter where you wind up, your exchange is going to be phenomenal. And it always seems to work out that way. The students come back and they just have these amazing, you know, life-changing exchanges that really open up their minds and just kind of lets them see the world in a completely different way by becoming part of that culture. And that's one of the other, I'd say, hallmarks of the program is it is, you know, you are expected to devote 3 years for Rotary Youth Exchange. And the first year is kind of a training year. Do all that training here while you're still in Alaska, teach you about being an ambassador, teach you about dealing with homesickness and dealing with, you know, situations that you might find yourselves in. And then it's the second part is the year that you're actually out when you're in the foreign country. And then the third year is like what Bridget is doing, the rebound year, where we enlist them to help us recruit and, you know, generate some interest and buzz about the program.
That's great. It sounds like a pretty good deal for everybody involved.
Yep. We think so.
Yeah. And then how does it work on the other end for a student like Max? Does he have to do 3 years, commit 3 years to his program as well?
You know, the other districts around the world do it completely different. And it might be something similar for Max's district. It might not be. It's really, I would say that if you look at the Rotary world in general, our district, 5010, our Rotary Youth Exchange Program is kind of right up there. I mean, people really want to try and mimic what we're doing because we just have such a great program.
Well, Rotary is involved in so much in Juneau. I'm just really grateful that you guys are here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and actually I learned something because I did not know it was a global organization. I guess I just thought it was here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So thanks, Max, for sharing that info with me. I had no idea. Well, you can learn more about this the Rotary Youth Exchange beyond this interview here with these fine people. There is an event coming up. So who would like to tell me more about that?
I guess I will.
They're both both the students are pointing at Chris.
So we're doing something a little different this time. We're bringing back what used to be a community event. It is a community event, but before we were just doing targeted parent night information sort of in the libraries. And I think what we're trying to do now is generate some more awareness about the program. And we're putting on an international potluck on the 29th of September at the Jack. And it's a Sunday afternoon, 4 to 7, you know, nothing really heavy on the commit when it comes to potluck. But we do have, you know, the exchange students, they're going to be making some kind of representative dish from their culture and sharing that with the community. And it'll give an opportunity for everyone to learn about the program, and especially those students who are interested to come, bring their parents, and talk to the Rotarians that sort of are in charge of the program, learn about it, ask questions, and to mix and mingle with the actual inbound and the rebound exchange students to get their questions answered, because they're the experts in the room for sure.
That's great. And Bridget and Max, are you both planning on preparing a dish for this potluck?
So, yes, I'll be there, and I'll cook my traditional food.
Can you say more about what it is?
Oh, okay. We have many, many traditional food in Poland. So, but I'll just pick the easiest one because I'm not the greatest cook. So, it's pork cutlet in bread crumbs, an egg, mashed potatoes, and cucumber salad, Polish cucumber salad, and salad with carrot and apple, I mix.
Oh, I think that sounds lovely. Very yummy. It actually sounds like you more involved than I thought, you know, for someone who says they're not a good cook. Bridget, are you going to be making any French cuisine?
Yes, but I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe some ratatouille or something like that, but I'm not a great cook either, so we shall see.
Well, don't forget the baguettes.
Oh, yes.
All right, the International Potluck Information Event is Sunday, September 29th, 4 to 7 p.m., at the Jack. You can meet with the Rotary Youth Exchange, get a lot of questions answered. If you're interested in hosting a student from another family, you can stop by. Or if you're interested in joining the Rotary Youth Exchange, so you can come by and talk to them as well. Bridget, Chris, and Max, do you have anything else you want to add about your experience or the program or the event?
Can't think of anything.
Well, it was just a delight talking with you and meeting these two young students who had such great positive experiences in different countries. And welcome, Max, and we'll be seeing you around. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.